Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alejandro III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. Ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topics request at realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives and more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today, I am going to be talking about the Overthinker's Guide to Limbo. The Overthinker's Guide to Limbo. What is Alvin talking about today? He's always trying to be all deep and philosophical and all that stuff and take us on this roundabout journey. But nah, I got something practical for y'all today. As I think I have it practical for you pretty much every week. Anyway, the Overthinker's Guide to Limbo. Overthinkers, people who are constantly in their head about stuff, constantly reassessing, evaluating stuff in their life, stuff in other people's lives. How can this be better? How can that be better? People who are theoretical peak performers. They're always trying to optimize and get everything right, not mess anything up, or constantly progressing. Whatever it is that they think is a worthwhile goal. If I could just do this better, if I could just do that better, there's got to be a better way to do this. Stuff like that. Constantly in your head. More in your head sometimes than you are in action. Laying down there in the bed and you're still calculating and deciding and deciphering, what happened today, or what did this person mean when they said this, or just myriads, a constant humming of activity in your head and the fear of not having that activity because you think you're going to miss out on something. You're gonna miss out. Overthinker, right? Then this happens in your life. You get into a limbo. What's limbo? Well, limbo is not necessarily sliding back to the situation as it was, or who you were, or not being at your peak or anything like that. But at the same time, it's not going exactly the way that you think it should based upon the efforts and the planning and the processing that you have done. You're in between two worlds. One world of regression and the other world of progression. Getting to your dream or thinking about where you need to be at this point in your life, comparing your life to the lives of other people who you believe are either equally or maybe a little bit more competent than you. Feeling like not necessarily a rut, but just a simple routine. And knowing that that routine is going to get you to where you need to be, just not going at the time frame that you want it to go. That is low. So what happens when you combine an overthinker with limbo? More overthinking, right? How did I get into this? Or I shouldn't have done that when I did that last time. Or I should have did more. If I would have done more, I would be where I need to be. Or if it wasn't for this thing that happened in my life, I'd be there. Just myriads of either statements or questions simply because you are making moves or you are thinking and planning and everything. You're really trying to force a positive result out of your life when life is like, chill. You might as well chill because you don't have the rightful spark of ideas. You don't have the rightful things kind of lined up for you to take the steps that you need to take. You could either just kind of basically do the equivalent of pacing around in your mind like in a empty room, or simply surrender to the experience until some other insight comes. And it's that it really becomes that simple. Or asking for help. That is the ironic thing about Overthinker. Overthinker definitely believes in the power of their mind, but sometimes they will run into a pride issue in which they refuse to ask for assistance or help because they pride themselves upon their mental capacity to think their way through things. And I had a similar situation recently where I'm trying to process through a situation, and I had to get over the barrier of asking for help. And so I did. And I did not get help the way that I was thinking I should get help. But what I got was an alternative way to look at the situation. And it made better sense the way that the person that helped me figure it out, as opposed to what I was thinking. So something that looked like it was about to majorly set me back is putting me into position to get something better. And so all the mental chatter, all the planning, all the what ifs, all the, you know, the questions of why this happened the way that it did, or how could I have done it better, or regret of not doing better, all that stuff started to melt away because of just a small alternative idea. And from that point, from that small idea, I was able to develop the progression plan to get to where I desire to be. I found a new wind. And that's the importance of, even though you believe in your mental capacity, your way to figure things out, having just a little input from somebody else. So just letting someone in on the situation as it is can open up different doors for you. And so that's what that is. So for the people who tend to overthink their situation, or people who try to force a result out of a situation that's kind of shutting down on you, and it happens in life, you know, things, the change, the winds of change, the doors close. So you're either trying to keep that door prodded open, or you're trying to find that other door really fast before you feel like you have no way to move. I know I'm speaking in a lot of allegories and metaphors, but I'm doing that to generalize so that you can fill in the gaps of the scenario for you. But trying to make something happen in a time when things are just not lining up, except for asking people for either help or opportunity to open up some doors, while at the same time not being overburdened by your or overstressed by your situation. Is the most optimal way to do it. Is it the most common way to do it? No. Because it's human to experience an anxiety or suffering experience when you don't quite know the answers readily for your situation or what to expect, and things are just too chaotic or out of hand. But the scenario, as long as you're living on this side, you know, you're on this side of living in this life, situation is going to transpire one way or another. So if you don't quite have control, at least you can have peace through the process. And sometimes the peace through the process is just enough to keep you going until you find that open opportunity. Now, can your limbo be shortened or lengthened by your attitude? I think it can. Meaning, if you don't have the right attitude in managing the process, then not only is it going to be a longer suffering experience for you, or perceived as suffering experience, it may be longer. Can you self-sabotage the situation? Maybe. Or maybe in you trying to make something happen, you end up doing something that may delay your move. And that's a rough thing to think about as an overthinker too. I mean, like, do I keep doing this until I get some semblance of result, or do I let that go and just wait for something to happen? There's a lot of ways that our minds play tricks on us. One, especially when we're having experience that we really don't desire to have. So that's basically it. So to recap, as an overthinker, when you have no options, focus on peace. And when you don't have options, reach out to other people. And forget about looking weak or incompetent, especially if you don't have to do it a lot. Everybody needs help. Everybody needs assistance. Everybody needs support to a certain extent. And this is also a gem, too. I don't care how self-sufficient you are. In this life, you will need allies. And you will only have allies if you pay attention to the key people in your life, or that show up in your life. Some people come into your life. Actually, it almost feels as a way to help you on a joint mission, because they have attributes that can help you move into another place in your life, and you also have attributes that can help move them into different places. And it's a team sport. If life was not a team sport, we wouldn't create relationships, families, communities, cities, states, all that. We wouldn't organize ourselves into some type of interdependent dynamic or system. So you do yourself a disfavor by being an overthinker, but yet an isolated individual, because you have trouble working out reasonable or are decent levels of emotional management when it comes to dealing with people, which will definitely work against you in most cases. So that's it. Peace of mind, allies, and yeah, those are the big two. Anyway, wanted to share that with you guys. Again, this has been another great episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.